जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद, कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Jai Goranitai, 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 Shri Goranitai. Jai Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jai Krishna Balaram. Jaya Radha, Shyam Sundara Radha, Shyam Sundara Radhe. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol.
नाम संकीर्तन की जय, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायस्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 29 टेक्स्ट नंबर 30। प्रेष्ठं प्रियतरं इव प्रतिभाषमानाम् कृष्णं तदर्थ विनिवर्तित सर्वकामः नेत्रे विमृज्य रुदितो पहते स्म किञ्चित् संरम्भगद्गदगिरो भ्रुवतानुरक्ताः प्रेष्ठं प्रेष्ठं प्रियतरमिव प्रतिभाषमानं कृष्णं तदर्थ विनिवर्तित सर्वकामः नेत्रे विमृज्य रुदितो पहते स्म किञ्चित् संरम्भ गद्गद गिरो भ्रुवतानुरक्ताः प्रेष्ठं प्रियतरम् इव प्रतिभाषमानम् कृष्णं तदर्थ विनिवर्तित सर्वकामः नेत्रे विमृज्य रुदितोपहते स्म किञ्चित् संरम्भ गद्गद गिरो भ्रुवतानुरक्ताः प्रेष्ठं प्रियतरमिव प्रतिभाषमानम्
कृष्णं तदर्थं विनिवर्तित सर्वकामः नेत्रे
विमृज्य रुदितो पहते स्म किञ्चित्
संरम्भ गद्गद गिरो भ्रुवतानुवर्तः
कृष्णं तदर्थ विनिवर्तित सर्वकामः प्रियतरम् जस्ट द ऑपोजिट ऑफ अ बिलवड इव एज इफ प्रतिभाषमानाम् एड्रेसिंग देम कृष्णम् लॉर्ड कृष्ण तत् अर्थ फॉर हिज सेक विनिवर्तित डेजिस्टेड फ्रॉम सर्व ऑल कामाह देयर मटेरियल डिजायर्स नेत्रे देयर आईज विमृज्य वाइपिंग रुदित देयर क्राइंग उपहते हैविंग स्टॉप्ड स्म देन किंचित समथिंग संरंभ विद एजिटेशन गदगद शोकिंग अप गिरह देयर वॉइसेस अब्रुवत दे स्पोक अनुरक्ताः फर्मली अटैच्ड ट्रांसलेशन ऑल्दो कृष्णा वाज देयर बिलवड एंड ऑल्दो दे हैड अबैंडन्ड ऑल अदर ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑफ डिजायर for his sake, he had been speaking to them unfavorably. Nonetheless, they remained unflinching in their attachment to him. Stopping their crying, they wiped their eyes and began to speak, their voices stammering with agitation. Purport: the gopis now replied to Sri Krishna, their voices choking up with anger caused by their intense love for him and their unwillingness to give him up. They would not allow him to reject them. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyati Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna. So thank you Mr. Panchoda Prabhu, Dharmatma Prabhu and others for giving me this opportunity to serve. So today is also a very auspicious day, appearance day of Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami and disappearance day of Ramchandra Kaviraj. So we'll just discuss briefly about this verse and then we'll speak about the exalted Vaishnava Acharyas. So this very exalted topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, the culmination of Bhagavatam in one sense, that as we see in Bhagavatam, different devotees, they have been mentioned right from the first canto till the tenth canto. And now we are coming to the dealings between Krishna and the gopis, who are the highest devotees in the entire existence. Krishna has many devotees, you know, in Vaikuntha, in this material world, like Brahma, Shiva, in the Vaikuntha, Lakshmi, and even in Dwarka, Mathura. But among all, you know, even in Vrindavan, Mother Yashoda, the cowherd boys, the gopis are the most exalted. And here we are hearing the pastimes of the gopis with Krishna. And in today's verse we are seeing that now, for the past few verses we have heard that how Krishna superficially he tells the gopis that you go back. But actually Krishna is also giving a deep lesson, because he wanted to instruct women about chastity. So he's speaking about that lesson. It's important. He wanted to give a message to the entire humanity that how chastity is very important for women. And he tells them that please go back. But that instruction was on the level of normal human beings. But these gopis are not normal women, you know. They are eternal associates of Krishna, completely on the spiritual platform. So they appreciated these instructions of Krishna, but they said, but you know, we are your eternal servitors. So we'll hear in the next verses that how the gopis will actually appeal to Krishna, that please accept us, you know, we have left everything and come to you. So in one sense Krishna was also testing them, that let's see what is the response. And then we'll hear the gopis, the wonderful prayers by the gopis in the next few verses. They will plead Krishna, they will implore Krishna that please accept us. So it's a wonderful section. And in today's verse, it is said that although Krishna was their beloved, the word used here is Prestha. You know, different words are used, like they say Prannath, that means dearer than life, or Prestha, Priyataram, very beloved. Priya. So, Prestham. So, just like in which mantra we always say the word Prestaya? Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminti Namine. So, Prestha. So, the word comes there because Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya. Krishna Prestaya means he is very dear to Krishna. So, just like we see the word here Prestham. The gopis, they were very dear to Krishna. Similarly, all our Vaishnava Acharyas, they are also very dear to Krishna. Therefore, we say Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya. Very, very dear to Krishna. So, in fact, we are not at that level to so much relish, at least me, to relish the dealings of gopis with Krishna. So, therefore, same Radha and Krishna, they have come together in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this Kali Yuga. And the dealings of Mahaprabhu with his devotees are similar to dealings of Krishna with gopis. And the Rasa Leela that Krishna did, the same, what is the equivalent pastime of that? Is the Sankirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the courtyard of Srivasacharya. Shivasangan. So the Sankirtan that Mahaprabhu did throughout the entire night at the house of Srivas Pandit, that is non-different from Rasa Leela of Krishna. Just like Rasa Leela of Krishna went on for one entire night of Brahma, which is 4.3 billion years. Similarly, it is said that the Sankirtan pastimes also went on for entire night of Brahma in Shivasangan. So therefore, when we hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, the pastimes of Vaishnava Acharyas, is as good as hearing Krishna's dealing with the gopis. Because all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are all eternal associates of Krishna also in Golok Vrindavan. So all the gopis, all the manjaris, they came in different forms, like Lalita is in the form of Sarup Damodar in Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Vishakha is in the form of Ramananda Rai. Similarly, the Manjaris, Rupa Manjari, in the form of Rupa Goswami. So today we are going to hear about Gopal Bhatta Goswami. I think he is Guna Manjari, if I am not wrong. Yeah, in Krishna's pastimes. Yeah. So let's hear about the wonderful and glorious life of Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So, Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami appeared in today's Tithi. This is Magh Mas, right? The month of Magh going on, if I'm not wrong. Very auspicious month. So, today's Tithi, Gopal Bhatta Goswami appeared in the year 1503 AD. That means how many years back? 520. Today is 2023. So 520 years back, Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami appeared today. So we know that he is one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghyugo Shri Jeeva Gopalko. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he was born at which place? Sri Rangam. How many of you have been there to Sri Rangam? Yes, beautiful place. I also have been there. So it's considered to be the headquarters of the Sri Vaishnavas. You know, there are four Vaishnav Sampradayas. Sri Vaishnav, Nimbark Vaishnavas, Rudra Sampradaya, and then our Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So Sri Sampradaya, which was started by Lakshmi Devi, and then we had great acharyas like Yamunacharya, Ramanujacharya. So Yamunacharya, Ramanujacharya, they all made their headquarters at Sri Rangam. And it's the biggest Hindu temple, very very beautiful temple, huge, you know, 7 boundary walls, and then we have beautiful form of Lord Vishnu lying, lying on Anantasesh. So it's a huge temple, and the whole city is built around the temple, just like Jagannath Puri. So because there's so many thousands of servitors of Jagannath, so like a full city is based on Jagannath. Similarly, at Srirangam, the whole city is centered around the temple of Ranganathji at Srirangam. So imagine, the head priest of the temple is not a small personality. I mean, he's a quite powerful and very exalted position. So head priest of Srirangam temple, Venkata Bhatta. He was that time Venkata Bhatta. So his son was Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So born in a very exalted family. So all these Goswamis like Rupa and Sanatan, they were also born in a very exalted family, and then later they became ministers in the government of Bengal. Raghunath Das Goswami was born of such a big landlord in Bengal. So all these Goswamis are not, I mean, even materially speaking, they were born in very very opulent and very influential families, but they left it all for the service of Mahaprabhu. Therefore he said, Tyaktva turnam asesha mandalapatim shrenim sadatuchavat bhutva dina ganesha ko karunaya kaupi na kanthashrito gopi bhavra samritabdalhari kallola magno muhur vande rupa sanatano raghuyugo shri jiva gopalako vande rupa sanatano raghuyugo shri jiva gopalako. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami was born in Srirangam. His father was great Venkata Bhatta, the head priest of Srirangam temple, Ranganath temple. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas, you know, when he took sannyas, just a few days after Makar, like on the day of Makar Sankranti, which is on 14 January, just 2 days later. So he left home on the day of Makar Sankranti for taking sannyas in the year 1510. So Mahaprabhu took sannyas in the year 1510. And after taking sannyas, he wanted to go to Vrindavan, but who stopped him? Nityananda Prabhu. So he tricked him, and Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri on the request of his mother. But he stayed only for 3 months in Jagannath Puri. He delivered Sarvam Bhattacharya, and then he went to South India. So he started his wonderful tour. We have beautiful description of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. His entire tour of South India, he started from Jagannath Puri, went to Alarnath, then went to Kurmakshetra, then from there he came to Simhachalam, which is Vishakhapatnam, then from there he went to Tirupati, Balaji temple, and then so many wonderful temples, all the temples he actually had darshan. There are so many beautiful Narsingdev temples in South India, even temples of Lord Shiva. He went to all the famous temples, and then finally he came to Srirangam. And what Mahaprabhu used to do whenever he used to go to any temple? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So loud Sankirtan. And thousands of devotees used to join whenever he used to do Kirtan. So similar thing happened at the temple of Ranganath at Srirangam. And that was a big temple. So thousands and maybe millions of people, they joined him when he was doing loud Sankirtan. And that time Venkata Bhatta happened to see him, and he was very attracted by the beauty and by the spiritual effulgence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his wonderful dancing and Kirtan. Similarly, Venkata Bhatta went and paid him obeisances and invited Lord Chaitanya to his home for Prasad. That was the culture. Every day Mahaprabhu used to do Kirtan, and then somebody would go and invite Mahaprabhu to his home for lunch Prasad. So Venkata Bhatta, he went and invited Mahaprabhu to his home for Prasad. So Mahaprabhu accepted the invitation, he went to his home for Prasad. The entire family members, they welcomed Mahaprabhu with lot of respect, washed his lotus feet. And then Venkata Bhatta requested Mahaprabhu, because Chaturmas had just started, you know, Chaturmas, the 4 months of rainy season, the last month is Kartik, like starting with Shravan month, like July, something like, you know, the 4 months which is rainy season in India. And in South India it rains a lot. In Vrindavan it doesn't rain so much, but in other parts of India it rains a lot during 4 months. So it's difficult for sannyasis to travel, because earlier they used to travel by foot. So the tradition was that the sadhus, they used to stay at one place during Chaturmas. So Venkatabhatta requested Mahaprabhu that you please be kind upon us and accept our invitation to stay with us during this Chaturmas period. And Venkatabhatta invited Mahaprabhu with so much of love and respect that Mahaprabhu accepted the invitation. So for 4 months, Mahaprabhu stayed at the house of Venkatabhatta. Even today that place is there. If you go to Srirangam, I have been there, because the same family lineage, the priests are still there today. And even now that place is there where Mahaprabhu stayed. And there is a small Jagannath temple. And you can see beautiful forms of Jagannath. And the Jagannath little bluish in complexion. How many of you had darshan of that Jagannath in Srirangam? Small deities, it is said Mahaprabhu personally carved those deities. That means Mahaprabhu's Ishtadev, his worshipable Lord is Lord Jagannath. So at Srirangam he stayed for 4 months. So he personally carved the deities of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra there. So even now you can see very special, beautiful Jagannath, small deities. So Mahaprabhu stayed there and used to worship Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. And that time, during these 4 months of stay, the young son of Venkatabhatta was how many years old? Remember we said he appeared in the year 1503, and Mahaprabhu started his South India tour in 1510. So he reached Srirangam probably 1511. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami was just 7 or 8 years old. So now if you can see, maybe like, you know, can you imagine grade 7 or 8 year old boy, like in Gurukul we start taking boys at that age. So maybe he's a very small boy. You know? So Gopal Bhatta Goswami was so fortunate that he got 4 months of association of Mahaprabhu during that time. And that is all. In his entire life, Gopal Bhatta Goswami never ever got association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. Of course, he always was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But externally speaking, those 4 months were the only time when Gopal Bhatta Goswami got direct association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you can imagine in how much ecstasy he was, you know, all the time, 24 hours he was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the time serving him, and Mahaprabhu used to give him remnants of his prasad, used to massage his feet. One day, Gopal Bhatta Goswami felt a little sad that I'm so unfortunate that I'm having darshan of Mahaprabhu, but he is in the sannyas form. Devotees, they don't feel so happy to see Mahaprabhu in the form of sannyasi, because he's shaven head and very austere, just wearing saffron clothes, no ornaments, no shringar. So devotees, they want to see Mahaprabhu in the form like we are seeing here, Navdeep Chandra, in the form when he was in Mayapur before taking sannyas, with long curly hairs, beautiful ornaments and beautiful dress. So devotees always want to see Gaur Sundar in this form, like we are seeing here, Gaur Nitai. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami, young Gopal that time, so he was feeling very sad in his heart that I am so unfortunate that I could never see this beautiful form of Gauranga. So like that he was feeling very sad. So he went to sleep, and the dream he saw, suddenly this whole Navdeep appeared in his dream. He saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu beautifully dressed in yellow silken garments, with beautiful ornaments, with long curly hairs, beautiful eyes, and with his raised hands doing Sankirtan with all his associates, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, and all the associates in Navdeep. And he saw him doing Kirtan. He was so happy. He was so blissful to see this beautiful form of Mahaprabhu doing Sankirtan with all his devotees. And suddenly his dream broke as he woke up. And he ran to Mahaprabhu where he was, and he paid him obeisances. And the moment he got up, he directly saw Mahaprabhu also. He transformed his form into the form of Gauranga before taking sannyas. So he also, right in front of his eyes, he saw that beautiful form, the same form that he saw in his dream, with Mahaprabhu with beautiful curly hairs and nice ornaments, beautifully dressed. So again he paid obeisances and fainted. Then when he got up again, Mahaprabhu changed into his sannyas form. So this is a very sweet pastime. You can see that how his mood, that he wanted to see Mahaprabhu in the form of his form before taking sannyas, and Mahaprabhu reciprocated with him and showed him that form. So in this way many sweet exchanges took place for the 4 months, and also his father Venkata Bhatta also had beautiful association of Mahaprabhu. You know, famous conversation that took place once. Mahaprabhu, he kind of joked with Venkata Bhatta that why your Lakshmi, she leaves Narayan and she wants to associate with Krishna. So Venkata Bhatta replied, my dear lord, what is the problem? Same person, Narayan and Krishna, they are non-different. So there is no fault on Lakshmi Devi's part if she wants to associate with Krishna. But then Mahaprabhu said, okay, but there is a problem. Then why she was not allowed to associate with Krishna? Because we know, right, in Vrindavan, in Braj Mandal, there is a place called Bilvan. There is a temple of Lakshmi Devi, where Lakshmi Devi is still performing tapasya. She wanted to enter the rasala pastimes of Krishna, but she was not allowed. And the reason Mahaprabhu gives is that only one who agrees to be Gopi Bhartur Padakamaleo Dasa Dasan, only one who agrees to be the servant of gopis and wants to give up all his bodily designations and he follows in the footsteps of the gopis, only such a person is allowed to enter into Vrindavan. And Lakshmi Devi could not give up her conception that she is a goddess of fortune, and she could not give up the conception of opulence, you know, the form of Aishwarya Bhav that she has. So that's why she was not allowed. So anyway, it's a very deep conversation. So like that, 4 months, you can imagine, you know, what a blissful time. Mahaprabhu staying in the house of Venkata Bhatta, and they had so many wonderful Krishna Katha with Venkata Bhatta. Young Gopal heard everything. And then finally 4 months passed by, and then it was time for Mahaprabhu to leave. And Gopal, obviously he wanted to go with Mahaprabhu, how could he leave him? But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, no, wait. Mahaprabhu forbade him that, don't come with me now. Your parents are wonderful Vaishnavas, you serve them, you take care of them nicely, and once they go back to spiritual world, then you come to Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu instructed him that time itself that you wait here, you study the scriptures from your uncle. His uncle name was Prabhudanand Saraswati, another great Vaishnav who also came to Vrindavan later. He wrote many wonderful books like Vrindavan Mahimamrit, etc. So Mahaprabhu told him that you study from your uncle, stay here, study the scriptures, serve your husband, serve your parents, and once they depart from this world, you take and you go to Vrindavan and serve under Rupa and Sanatan. So lifetime instructions, you know, was given for Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And then Mahaprabhu departed. So young Gopal, he cried profusely, he could not bear the separation, but what can be done? We have to follow the instructions of Special Master Krishna. So he followed and he stayed back, and Mahaprabhu continued with his South India Yatra and went back to Jagannath Puri. And after that, Gopal, he grew up, he studied, he was a very brilliant scholar. He studied all the scriptures from his uncle, all Vedanta and Vyakaran and everything. And of course, he was a devotee from his eternally a devotee. So he was performing his devotional service. And then his parents were also wonderful devotees. So they became old, and they were then they gave the blessings that we are about to leave this world. You have our full blessings. Go and serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Go to Vrindavan. So after taking blessings of their parents, when they departed for the spiritual world, Gopal Bhatta Goswami immediately started for Vrindavan. Imagine the journey from South India, Srirangam, to Vrindavan. And with great eagerness, he came to Vrindavan. And he was welcomed by Rupa and Sanatan, because they knew. Mahaprabhu had already told Rupa Sanatan that Gopal would be coming. So they welcomed Gopal Bhatta Goswami and treated him very affectionately like a younger brother. And they all together were serving. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri, in the meantime, he was a little anxious. Of course, he knew everything as what is hidden from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But still, externally, he wanted to know the news. He was thinking, has Gopal gone to Vrindavan or not? And in that, during that time, a messenger came from Vrindavan. Those days, there was no SMS, email, WhatsApp. So, physically, when people used to come from one place to another, they used to tell the news. So when devotees used to go from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri, they should tell the news, what's happening in Vrindavan, how the Goswamis they are serving, how they are making new temples. So a devotee went from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri. So Rupa Goswami sent a message through him for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a letter for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in that letter, Rupa Goswami conveyed this message to Mahaprabhu that Gopal Bhatta has, your dear devotee Gopal has reached Vrindavan. He's serving with us very nicely. So, hearing this news, Mahaprabhu was very happy that Gopal has reached Vrindavan. So, Mahaprabhu immediately, he gave some gifts for Gopal Bhatta Goswami through that messenger. What he gave? He gave his coffin and a small a plank where Mahaprabhu used to sit. You know, in those, if you have seen earlier days, there were like small wooden planks. Chairs were not so common those days. So people used to sit on the floor or on small wooden plank, small rectangular plank. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his own personal wooden plank where he used to sit and his coffin, his own dress for Gopal Bhatta. And when Gopal Bhatta received these gifts, he was so happy. He considered these gifts to be as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, you know, the paraphernalia of the deities. There should be worship like the deities or the remnants of the spiritual master, just like in our Prabhupada house, devotees are wonderfully taking care of all the remnants of Srila Prabhupada, all the articles used by Srila Prabhupada, his divine bed, his table, etc. Similarly, so Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he started worshipping that wooden plank every day and that cloth of Mahaprabhu. Even now in Radharaman temple, they worship that wooden plank and that coffin given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Gopal Bhatta Goswami was in Vrindavan. So now let us hear something about his wonderful pastimes in Vrindavan. So he was a great scholar. He helped Sanatan Goswami to compile his books, it is said that Hari Bhakti Vilas, Gopal Bhatta Goswami played an important role, because Hari Bhakti Vilas talks about all the rules and regulations of how to worship the deities, how to observe the festivals. So because Gopal Bhatta Goswami had that background, he came from Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, from his childhood he knew all these details of how to worship, how to perform different festivals. So he helped Sanatan Goswami to write Hari Bhakti Vilas. And also he wrote various notes, and these notes were little taken by Jiva Goswami for compiling the Sat Sandarbhas, you know, the six Sandarbhas, you heard of the name, very philosophical books written by Jiva Goswami, which actually summarizes the entire Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, like Bhagavat Sandarbha, Priti Sandarbha, Paramatma Sandarbha, like that, the six Sandarbhas. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami wrote so many, he helped other Goswamis in writing these exalted books. He also preached. He made many disciples. One of his famous disciples was Srinivas Acharya, you know, who preached next generation of Vaishnavas. Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya and Shyamanand Pandit. So Srinivas Acharya was disciple of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, right? Yes. So in that way he preached and he assisted in writing books. And once he went to Gandaki river, you know, which is in Nepal. What do we find there? Shaligram Shilas. So he went there, on the way also he preached and he went there. So he brought some Shaligram Shilas back with him. 12 Shaligram Shilas he brought with him. So he was worshipping those Shaligram Shilas and he was assisting the other Goswamis and he was preaching and he was staying in Vrindavan. And by this time, the other Goswamis, they already made their temples, you know, the deities manifested, like Rupa Goswami, Radha Govindji appeared, and the temple of Govindev was constructed, and Madan Mohan, worship by Sanatan Goswami. So in Vrindavan there are many beautiful deities. So once a rich businessman, he came and he wanted to give various ornaments and dresses for the deities. So he went to all the Vaishnavas and gave them some gifts. So he came to Gopal Bhatta Goswami also. He wanted to give him. But then Gopal Bhatta Goswami said, I have only Shaligram Shilas. I don't have any deities. So I can't use like Shaligram Shilas. You can't dress them or you can't put nice ornaments. He said. So he was thinking that I can't serve. So somehow he developed a desire that it'll be so nice if I can also have my own deities. And in fact, that day was Narsingha Chaturdasi, the appearance day of Lord Narsingha Dev. So in the evening time, he was thinking, oh my Lord, just like you appeared for Prahlad from pillar, please also appear before me in your personal form. I also want to serve you in that way. He just had that desire. So and he fasted for Narsingha Chaturdasi and took some rest in the night. And next day morning, he went to Yamuna to take his bath. And when he came back from Yamuna, he used to keep his Shaligram Shilas like in a cloth. Suddenly he saw the cloth was raised. He was surprised, what happened? Probably some snake or something, Immediately suppose you keep something and suddenly the size increases. So a little surprised. And the moment he actually uncovered and saw, what he saw? Beautiful form of Shri Radha Raman ki jai. Beautiful form of Radha Raman had appeared from a Shila. It's a Damodar Shila. And from that, this beautiful form, I'm sure all of you had darshan of Radha Raman. Very, very beautiful, right? A beautiful deity manifested. The news immediately spread throughout Vrindavan. All the other Goswamis came running, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and they all saw this beautiful form of Radha Raman. They were so happy to see this form. They said, we have never seen a deity of Krishna as beautiful as this. They all paid obeisances and the wonderful festival. There was a huge, big abhishek. And the deities were named as Radha Raman, the one who gives pleasure to Srimati Radharani. That appearance place is still there next to Radha Raman temple. If you see, Radha Raman temple and this Samadhi of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And in between that place is there under a tree. There is a small like a singhasan made where actually this pastime took place, where one of the Shilas actually took the form of Radha Raman. And even today, how many of you have gone? The next day of Narsingha Chaturdasi, we have a huge Mahabhishek. I'm sure some of the Vaishnavas must have gone there. Huge Abhishek. I think quintals of milk they use for Mahabhishek of Radha Raman. Because that is the appearance day, the Prakatya Devas of Radha Raman, the day after Narsingha Chaturdasi. Dinabandhu Prabhu always announces in Mangala Arati, if he's here in Vrindavan, he tells about this pastime. This festival. So in this way, out of devotion of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Lord appeared, self-manifested deity of Radha Raman. Nobody has carved those deities. Krishna himself revealed such a beautiful form. And the Goswamis, when they saw the deities, they said, the feet, the lotus feet of these deities, they resemble Radha Madan Mohan. And then they said, the hands of the deities holding flute, it resembles Radha Govindev. And the beautiful face of Radha Raman looks like Radha Gopinath. So you can see that this deity is combination of all the three deities, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Govindev and Gopinath. And it is said that the feet of Madan Mohan is actually like the real feet of Krishna. The hands of Govindev are actually like the hands and chest portion of Krishna. And the face of Gopinath is actually like the face of Krishna. So that means the form of Radha Raman is exactly like the real form of Krishna. Such a beautiful deities. Very, very beautiful. Although small, but I'm sure when you, all of you had darshan of Radha Raman, very, very beautiful and attractive. So in this way, Radha Ramanji appeared and it was a great festival in Vrindavan and a beautiful temple was built shortly and Gopal Bhatta Goswami was set a very, very high standards of worship of Radha Raman. Srila Prabhupada, he appreciated the standard, the deity worship standard of Radha Raman and actually told our devotees should follow and take inspiration from the deity worship standard at Radha Raman temple. The way they take care of the deities nicely and offer bhoga and celebrate all the festivals. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami actually established all these standards, and even till today they are following those parampara. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami, so today whatever the families of Goswamis we have in these temples, so they are not descendants of Goswamis, they never married, but they appointed some priests. So the descendants of those priests are still today carrying out the seva. So I think Gopinath Acharya, if I'm not wrong, Damodar, I think, I forget the name, I just read. So I think, yeah, Gopinath and Damodar, they were two priests. Anyway, so their descendants are actually the present servitors of the temple of Radharaman. So, in this way, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he was serving Radharaman very, very beautifully. Once, while serving Radharaman, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he again felt some sadness in his heart. He said that, who am I to serve Radharaman, you know, Krishna directly? For me, my worshipable Lord is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the one who told me to come to Vrindavan. My parents told me to serve him. So he is my Ishtadev. But I am not able to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. I am serving Radharaman. So in that way, he was feeling little sadness, transcendental sadness in his heart. And suddenly, right before his eyes, when he was thinking like that and crying, suddenly the deities of Radharaman transformed into the form of Gauranga. Right before his eyes. Beautiful form of Mahaprabhu with curly hair and beautiful eyes and with his raised hands. So he was very happy that his Mahaprabhu has appeared before me, and he fainted, and again he got up, and then again the deities transformed to the original form of Radharaman. So from that day, Gopal Bhatta Goswami understood that Radharaman is non-different from Gauranga. In one sense, there is no difference. Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the same person. But he actually saw that how Radharaman is non-different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, they said that when Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they go and have darshan of Radharaman, they also sometimes look at him as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Those are very attached to Mahaprabhu. So in this way, and after that, he started serving Radharaman with even more enthusiasm and more devotion, because he saw this non-different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in this way, he spent his entire life serving Radharaman, and never he personally met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only time he had direct association was those 4 months, and then he came to Vrindavan. And although he was feeling separation from Mahaprabhu, but by service to Radharaman, he felt the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is how we have association of Krishna and Special Master by serving them, serving their instructions, following their instructions. So in this way, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he served Mahaprabhu's mission. He established the beautiful temple of Radharaman, which is still inspiring thousands of devotees all over the world to come and have darshan. And he helped to write so many books. And with his own standard, he set up very high standard of devotional service, how ideal devotee should behave. So in this way, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he served the mission of Mahaprabhu, and then he disappeared from this world and re-entered the pastimes of Radha Krishna. So this way, today is a very auspicious day. Let us remember Gopal Bhatta Goswami and pray for his mercy. We all, especially Prabhupada says that staying in Vrindavan means seeking the mercy of the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan. So especially those who are staying in Vrindavan or those who have come to visit Vrindavan, we must constantly seek the mercy of the 6 Goswamis. Ech hoy gosai kari charana vandan ja hoyte vighna nas abhishta puran. So all the obstacles in the path of devotional service is vanquished by remembering the lotus feet of the 6 Goswamis, and all our spiritual ambitions can be fulfilled by remembering the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan. Shri Gopal Bhatta Goswami ki jai, Shri Radha Raman ki jai. And now for a few minutes, we can just discuss about Ramchandra Kaviraj. He was also another great Vaishnava Acharya, which is a famous song where we read about Ramachandra. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya Karo More, Toma Bina Ke Dayalu, Jagat Samsare. In that last line is what? Daya Karo Shri Acharya, Prabhu Shri Nivasa, Ramachandra Sangha Mage, Narottam Dasa. So sometimes we think Ramachandra means Lord Ramachandra, but here it's not Lord Ramachandra, it's actually Ramachandra Khan, Ramachandra Kaviraj, about whom we'll hear briefly today. Disappearance of Ramachandra Kaviraj? Yes. So Narottam Das Thakur is praying that, O Srinivas Acharya Prabhu, please have mercy on me. Narottam Das always prays for the association of Ramachandra Kaviraj. So this is how devotees, we should hanker for association of other devotees. So he's praying that that I always seek the association of Ramachandra Kaviraj. So Ramachandra Kaviraj was third generation, we can say Mahaprabhu and his associates, then the six Goswamis, then after that Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, Ramachandra Khan, Shyamanand Pandit, was in that generation. So practically they were inseparable, Narottam Das Thakur and Ramachandra Khan. They're very close friends, and that is why Narottam Das Thakur prays that I always want association of Ramachandra Khan, Ramachandra Kaviraj. And Ramachandra Kaviraj, he was actually a disciple of Srinivas Acharya. He had got a lot of mercy from Srinivas Acharya. It is said that, I am not going to detail, but it is said that when Srinivas Acharya was passing by a particular village, at that time Ramachandra Khan, Ramachandra Kaviraj just got married, and he was coming in a palanquin, and that time Srinivas Acharya saw Ramachandra, and there was a spontaneous attraction between them. And then somehow, then he got down, paid him obeisances, and that is the time when Srinivas Acharya instructed him. And so like that, there is some pastime. So and later he was given the title as Kaviraj. Kaviraj means great poet. Kavi means poet, and Raja means king. So Ramachandra Kaviraj wrote beautiful poems, Vaishnava songs. So he was given the title Kaviraj, Ramachandra Kaviraj. And his father's name was Chiranjeev Sen. He was the associate of Mahaprabhu. His name is also mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Gopinath Acharya, when he was introducing different Vaishnavas to the king Pratapruta, that time his name is there, that here is Chiranjeev Sen. And he lived in Kumar Nagar. And Ramachandra's mother's name was Sri Sunanda, Sunanda Devi, and father's name Chiranjeev Sen. And they were living at Kumar Nagar. And then he moved to Srikhand. You know, this is a famous place, Srikhand, where many great Vaishnavas used to live. And Chiranjeev Sen was a Mahabhagwat, a great devotee. And in Srikhand, there were many great devotees like Narahari Sarkar and many others, Mukunda, Raghunandan, they were all at Srikhand. And every year, those devotees used to go to Jagannath Puri to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that time, Chiranjeev Sen also used to go. So Chiranjeev Sen got a lot of association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his son was the great Ramachandra Kaviraj. So today, let us also pray for the mercy of Ramachandra Kaviraj. Shri Shri Gopal Bhatt Goswami ki, Shri Shri Ramachandra Kaviraj ki, Shri Shri Radha Raman ki jai, Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any comments or questions? Then please.
Sometimes when we see an old deity, we say, well, this one belongs to a great acharya, We think it has more power or authenticity. So how do we, maybe I do, but you know, how's our mentality that, oh, this is just a new temple, I want to make sure that the deities were installed in such a way that the local priests and the people would accept them as authorized and bona fide. So how do we, you know, how should we see it? Should we see that a deity that is thousands of years old is much more powerful than a deity that we're worshipping present?
Thank you, Bhujanesk. Yeah. So this is like mundane thinking. If someone thinks that some deity which is old, because there is no age of the deities. There's like Krishna, we can't say he's old or new. Krishna is always eternal. So deities are also eternal. So we can't, we shouldn't look at this mundane logic that this is old and this is new. That is completely materialistic understanding. We should never have that. So our understanding is that Krishna appears in the form of a deity by the desire of a pure devotee. So does anyone have a doubt that Srila Prabhupada is a pure devotee of Krishna? I'm sure nobody doubts those who are sitting here today. So if Srila Prabhupada is a pure devotee of Krishna who has come to deliver all of us, now he has invited God Nitai, Krishna Balram and Radha Shyam Sundar. So how special they are for all of us. Just like Gopal Bhatt Goswami invited by his desire, Radharaman appeared. We should also go there. We should honor Radharaman and all the other traditional temples also. But we should know for us, most special are Shishi Gaurnitai, Krishna Balam, Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai. Because Srila Prabhupada personally manifested these deities. Right? So there are main Ishtadev. And of course, sometimes we can always go and have darshan of other deities.
Prabhupada did say everything is within the four boundary walls of Krishna Balaraman.
Yes, yes.
You have to go here, there, and everywhere. It's okay to visit, but you better stay here.
Yes, yes. And also, just one pastime I'll tell, just remembered. I thought of telling, but I didn't tell, but now I will tell. I'm sure you must have heard that once there was a devotee who went to Radharaman temple during Prabhupada's time. And he was very attracted to Radharaman. I don't know, some Prabhupada disciples may be knowing the name. Mataji, Devi Shakti Mataji, do you know the name of the devotee who went to Radharaman temple? He was very attracted by the deities and he was crying. And the pujari there, so he saw that devotee with so much affection and he was crying and having darshan. So he told that that you serve in ISKCON this lifetime and next lifetime you will be fortunate to take birth in our family here in the Goswami family and you can serve Radharaman directly. So he came back and told this thing to Srila Prabhupada. This is how I went to Radharaman temple and I was very attracted to the deity. I was crying and the priest told me like that. Then Srila Prabhupada told him that you go back and tell the priest that this whole lifetime you worship Radharaman and next life you will be fortunate to take birth in one ISKCON family and you will also help in the preaching movement of ISKCON. So we should not, you know, whatever service we have, that is the greatest service. We should not say that, I'll be fortunate that I can also serve Radharaman. No. I mean, all service are in the equal, absolute platform. And preaching is the highest service because we are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada. So if you are assisting in the preaching mission, that is the greatest service that we can do. Yes. Okay, thank you. Yes, yes, true.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
I'd like to add here something. Ever since I came here, I only visited three temples.
Mm-hmm.
Krishna Balaram Temple, Angrezoka Mandir, and ISKCON Temple.
Rio. Yes, that is enough. We don't have to visit anywhere else. Prabhuji said everything is there in the four temples of Krishna Balaram Temple. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada
ki jai.
Prabhupada Goswami Maharaj ki
jai.
Ram ki
jai. Jai
Balaram ki
jai.
Thank you.
Jai.